Al Horford finds Tatum. Tatum, oh, they dare him to shoot the three. He does, and the game is tied.
Wow. Came off that pick.
12-3 of the night for the Celtics, and the first for Jason Tatum, even having a Mike Muscala-type night shooting threes. But it was the other things that Jason Tatum did, the other things that Al Horford did, the other things that Marcus Morris did in this game that made it such a special night at the Garden. 121-114 is the final. Celtics win it in overtime. Jason Tatum joins us from the Celtics locker room. First of all, I mean, it's been forever since we've got this chance to talk to you, but this is where I want to start. What is it? It's almost impossible for us out here, and Max knows what it's like, to be in a game like that. That is, it's rare you know you're in an instant classic type game when it's happening, and, you know, I've seen enough of them to know it. What is it like to be in an environment like that?
Man, it's hard to explain. You know, I'm pretty sure when they look back on this for years to come, they're going to talk about how special it was, and, you know, it's even more special when you win, and, you know, just playing for the Celtics in the Garden on Christmas, you know, my first and second year in the league, it doesn't get any better than that.
It's crazy to me how, and you can tell me how quiet it gets on the court when everything is going crazy and it becomes real quiet. You can almost hear somebody else talking because you're so focused you block everybody else out.
Yeah, you know how it is. You know, you won a couple of championships. You know, when you out there, if you want to be special as an individual and as a group, you can't focus on any of the outside noise. When you're trying to get a win, you know, it's you and your other four teammates. That's all you're worried about.
It's just crazy, you know, seeing, you know, playing with Kyrie and seeing how special you and Kyrie have this thing going together. It's, you know, is that from playing, getting with each other during the summer, or are you dookies all together? what is that?
I think it's from the chemistry we built off the court. And, you know, for him being 26 and me being 20, I mean, we're both, you know, we're both pretty young. But
hey, thanks. I appreciate that age thing.
Come on, he gave you the championship.
I just said thank you.
You don't need to bring that up.
All right.
But yeah, I'm super young, so I'm really just learning from him every day, and you know, he's always there to help me out. You know, for anything that I need, and you know, it's just great for me to be out there in this type of environment, such early in my career, and playing with somebody that, you know, is so special. It really brings my level of play up.
And when you see him do so many other things, I mean, listen, the 40 was insane. So many of them were. But to see the things that Kyrie did when he wasn't scoring, just on the floor, and you had that same kind of game. This is what I wanted to ask you about. You know, getting in your second year now, is it more comfortable? Are you going to have nights, the first four or five shots, or are you 1-for-6, 1-for-7, to stay focused on doing all the other things that need to get done?
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, say I'm a vet and I know everything, but, you know, last year gave me a lot of experience, so this year when I'm in these type of moments and maybe, you know, I'm not, you know, hitting the type of shots that I want to, but just still trying to find a way to affect the game. You know, I want to be one of the best players in the league, and, you know, those guys always find a way to affect the game in a great way somehow each and every night, and, you know, that's what I'm trying to do.
One thing I did see tonight, let's look at it, just the 10 rebounds tonight and I thought you were, who you think you went Embiid out there blocking shots for a time? I mean, it was just seemed like you were doing things that you knew you had to do with Al Horford kind of ailing the way he was.
Yeah, you know, when you try to win a tough game like that, you need guys, you know, 1 through 15, and, you know, it's the little things, diving on the floor, helping over and getting a big-time block. You know, each stop, especially in overtime and the last couple of minutes of a tight game, every stop counts. So, you know, I'm just trying to do that.
You know, in your world, the world you're in and the world you're going to be in the next few years, I think privacy can be difficult from time to time, and I'm always very careful in guarding it, but I'm so happy when I read the stories about your mom and getting to meet your mom and seeing her around. And on this day of all days, when we know the story of you and your mom and everything she did, this, the two of you as this extraordinary team, on a day like this, that has to mean even more.
Yeah. You know, Christmas is special in that, and, you know, just everybody getting a chance to know my story, you know, how I grew up and, you know, the things me and my mom been through, and, you know, just her being a role model for me, and, you know, her having her and my son here at every game, but especially today, you know, getting a big time win like that. I know she's always proud of me, but she's going to be really proud today.
I tell you, we'll let you go after this, but one of the things I really laugh about is when you have a young child like that, they don't care if you win or lose. They just want that daddy's home, let's play.
That's all that matters. Win or lose, they just want to play.
Jason, great to talk to you, man. Enjoy this one.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.